Anybody else ready for spring? It's cold outside. We are in the smack middle of winter, and something about this time of year gets me antsy for signs of spring. If we've had at least one good snowfall so the kids get a day out of school and I get to make snow ice cream and a snow angel, then I'm good to go. Bring on the sunscreen and flip-flops. We wonder, will the groundhog see his shadow? And if so, will we really have six more weeks of winter? Who knows? I know that groundhog doesn't. But either way, whether we like it or not, we still must wait for spring. Seasons don't ask us when we want them to change. Wouldn't that be nice? Nope. There is a time for everything. The Bible says to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. So there is purpose in every season. To me, winter is the season of pause. You look around, and with the exception of evergreens, everything else you see in nature shows no signs of life. Branches are bare, the ground is cold, not bearing fruit or flowers, and when you walk outside, it just seems still and quiet, no movement. But there is purpose in all things. So what purpose could there be in the pause of winter? I researched a bit into farming. Ask any farmer if they rest in the winter and you'll probably get a big laugh. During the winter rest of farmland, some farmers plant a cover crop. This is strictly something done to amend the soil, protect it, or replenish it with nutrients lost during the growing season. It's preparation for the season to come. Some farmlands are given a full rest for a year or more. The land may be part of crop rotation where ground is not used for seasons for the purpose of it being replenished. Sometimes livestock are even brought in to use these fields to graze and add in even more nutrients. Farmers know there is purpose in every season and work to be done that benefits the season to come. James 5, 7, and 8. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. James gives us action steps in a season of seeing no movement or life. Be patient and wait, he says once again. Patiently wait for the rain. Be patient once again and stand firm. Patience is key. But we want things now. There have been seasons in my life that I am chomping at the bit to move into the next one. I feel God leading me or moving me in a direction, but yet I don't see the movement or the signs of change. Wait patiently. There are things you can do in the waiting season. Lean into God. Dig into the truth of His Word. Nourish the soil of your heart with prayer and rest. And stand firm on the promises of God and what He's leading you to. Fruitfulness will come from your faithfulness. This is your season of preparation. Don't miss that step. If you do, you'll lack the nourishment and rest that's vital for the growing and harvest season to come. That's the truth. There is purpose in the pauses of our lives. Patiently wait and with hope know a new season is coming. I'm Lori Klein.